Hi, my name is Randy, and I will be your host for this episode of Infotainment. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. Well, today is starting out just great. At 4 a.m., I had a drunk guy come to my door. Why I answered the door at that time, I'll never know. Probably never again. But he obviously had the wrong apartment. Then about 8 a.m., we had a false fire alarm, which made everybody happy. So now I'm looking for another electronic piece that I can't find. It sucks. I just have to go. 5 years from now, when I'm not looking for it, I'll find it probably. But I do have an interesting story from China. There is a streamer there who was very inventive. He has been banned for 630 years after earning $7 million from fake engagement. Sounds like a 90-day fiancé. I don't know if that show is still running, but I have some interesting people commenting on it on YouTube, doing their reviews. But there is a little twist to it. A Chinese video app has banned a popular live streamer for 630 years after the platform said he staged a fake engagement party and used it to sell more than $7 million of products. Yin Shihang, a 22-year-old streamer from Lishui in China's eastern Zhejiang province, was officially locked out of Guangzhou on Monday. The app is the main competitor of Douyin, the Chinese name for TikTok, which also permanently banned from this week. Banned him this week. I think I need to go back to bed. As far as you know, I pronounced all those names correctly. Statement of Guangzhou said Yin, who had 8.7 million followers, streamed for 5 hours from 9:03 p.m. on Saturday until 2:23 a.m. the following morning. The broadcast was billed as an engagement ceremony with his girlfriend, 21-year-old Tao Lulu. Ooh. It is spelled Lulu, but I don't. But became a marketing and sales event. The live streaming app accused Yin of putting on a vulgar performance and creating hype in order to sell commercial products. Let's see. Guangzhou's statement also criticized him for false advertising and said it had received more than 230,000 complaints during the show. He generated interest in the event by announcing the engagement party the day before. Yin told his viewers to tune in at 9 p.m. the following evening and saying, "I will live stream my engagement with Tao." In this clip, he asked his girlfriend, "Tao, will you marry me?" Tao, also a live streamer, responds, "We'll find out tomorrow." Yin arrived at the staged party on the back of a pony. Images from the stream showed the lengthy event was set up like a game show where groomsmen made Tao, Yin's ex-girlfriend, and a third woman wear veils, and he was given one chance to choose the right person. Yin did not pick Tao at the event when on without an official engagement. However, the live streamer and his team promoted viewers to buy products throughout. A report by Gwen Sow's Southern Metropolis Daily said Yin's stream peaked at 1.7 million viewers. There were more than 100 million searches related to the event, which spilled over to the competitor Douyin. Statistics from the night showed Yin had made 46.11 million won. No, 7.16 million in product sales. Boy, this story's reading like my morning's going. He earned an additional 5,780,000 in tips, the newspaper said. The report said he sold, among other items, 50,000 sets of perfume, 21,000 smartphones, and 20,000 fakes, Rolex Submariner watches. The paper said he was slapped with a 230,000-day ban on his account, meaning it will be inaccessible for 630 years. Following its competitor's decision, announced on Tuesday that Yin would be permanently banned from its platform for unspecified breaches of policy. In a statement, the video sharing app said it began cleaning up the platform since last November, removing accounts found to be involved in fraudulent activities. Reports by other Chinese news outlets said Yin and his girlfriend had generated hype for their engagement by repeatedly breaking up and reconciling. One confirmed report said the man hired to play Yin's father at the engagement party was 26 years old. You know, I mean, people don't have to watch this crap. no saying where he got all these products, but it's just kind of like that 90-day fiancé engagement or whatever show here where they've been commenting on some of the bigger characters on there are Big Ed and Colt. Well, you probably put douche in the middle of those guys' names, but as many women as they've lied to, but I mean, they don't have to watch it. They don't have to buy any products. I don't know. I'm surprised China didn't throw him in jail and confiscate the money he made. But over here, it'd probably garner great ratings. But I mean, the man just trying to make a buck, you know? It's kind of like a combination between 90 Day Fiancé and the Home Shopping Network. Or the Engagement Shopping Network, Wedding Shopping Network. It'd be kind of funny if Naked and Afraid took the same policy, but as they're walking nude to where they're going to set up camp for the first night. Here's my butt crack, but look at these fake Rolex watches you can buy that are on my arm. Yeah, the show would probably do well over here, but China doesn't, the government doesn't have much of a sense of humor over there. I'd say some other things about laboratories, but I won't. And that's the conclusion of that story.
This is just a test of the emergency podcast system. Remember, this is only a test.
A test? What's that? Hello? I don't do good on tests. Don't give me a test. I don't like tests. I don't like tests. Don't give it to me.
Okay, we're checking my levels here and seeing how they work.
Hello? Hello, checking levels. My levels are high. How are yours? Hello? Hello? Maybe they're low. Maybe they're slow. Maybe I don't know. What do you think, Joe? I'm tired of rhyming. This is stinking. That didn't rhyme.
As you may have noticed, I do have a guest in studio. I'd like to welcome back CJ for a command performance on the infotainment broadcast.
Well, hello, Randy, and glad to be back. And yeah, we're back. I was going to make some stupid comment, but then I lost track of what I was going to say. So yeah, we're back. We're here.
And what we were going to talk about from the other thing, the selling of items during that guy's engagement, I brought up the fact that I wonder if they streamed that for, like, what is it, Naked and Afraid? Yeah, here's my butt crack. But also, you can buy all these fake Rolexes on my arm.
I like that one there. Where did you get that from?
I don't know. That guy made $7 million, but he's banned from doing that anymore. But they did not say they took away his money.
Poor guy.
I would have thought in China that he would be in some gulag or his money stripped from him. Just because. And here it'd be a sign of entrepreneurship.
Gotta make money some way.
Yep. But my first thing... now we're going to take a left turn from that and go to, well, my sister and I were planning a vacation for this fall out to Colorado. And we wanted to see a concert at Red Rock Amphitheater in, I believe, the town of Morrison, Colorado. A little over an hour away from Colorado Springs. And I do have a schedule. Now, I used to know music a little bit, the groups, but some of these groups, I don't have any idea who it is. I was going to run these names by you on some of these groups that are on the concert schedule after the, well, let's see. Today, it is at 7:30 p.m. at Red Rock Amphitheater. It's called the Disco Biscuits.
Oh, man, I've heard of them. Haven't you heard of them?
No, I haven't
heard. No, me neither.
Are they made by Pillsbury Doughboy or something?
Yeah, I heard the lead singer is kind of round.
Yeah. If you poke him, he laughs or something.
Yep. Man. Poke him, his eyes bulge out.
Well, I'm going to take a little drink here. No, it's not from a shot glass. But, and then tomorrow night's the Disco Biscuits again.
Ooh, double round of biscuits.
Yep. Yeah, it is Morrison, Colorado, where it's at.
Nope, can't say I've ever heard of them.
Monday the 31st, actually, Memorial Day. We have Ben Harper.
Nope. I know some Harpers, but I don't know Ben Harper.
That's probably the most normal sounding either music, or I think they do plays there also. I know they do a lot of high school graduations there at Red Rock Amphitheater.
Huh. With interesting.
With all the people I've tried to get in contact with in Colorado. They told me that. And June 1st, we have, it is the number 30H exclamation point 3. 30 high 3? I don't know.
How on earth did he come up with that name? Does it even say what style of music they are? Because these are just totally bizarre names.
Yeah, let me see if I... I get tickets for that. Let's go back. And June 2nd, we have, Papadocio.
No, that sounds like it could be a Cajun group, but no, never heard of it.
Could be. And, tennis and Thursday, June 3rd.
Well, hit your balls. Tennis, that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you thinking I was talking about?
I don't know. They come in a tube like Pringles?
I guess.
But I don't know what that is. If it's a, I wouldn't think that. Can't have. Well, let's move on from that. The balls will be flying or something.
Yes, they will. Rather green.
Yep. The kind you see cut out and on the back side of walkers sometimes. Friday, June 4th, we have the motet.
Nope.
Never.
Is that like a mini version of a motel? The motet. Instead of having a bathroom, you just have a bedroom.
Yeah. Maybe it's some version of a quartet type thing. I don't know.
Interesting. Mo, meaning maybe guys, so maybe it's more guys?
Well, they just say barbershop quartet or something. Huh.
That could be.
I have to do a Google search and all these things to figure out what type of music they do or what's going on with it, but what types of things they would do at Red Rock Amphitheater. Saturday, June 5th, we have Yoga on the Rocks.
Ooh, there you go.
I don't know if they...
Stretch drink.
I don't know if they... the way the seating is, it's just kind of like bench type seating there. It's no like big arena type seating.
Maybe they all come out in white robes. Wait, no, that's toga. That's toga, not yoga.
Toga. Toga on the rock.
A yoga toga. Maybe it's a yoga toga party.
Yeah. Yoga. Yeah, they're doing the play Animal House or something. I don't know. And
get your yoga on a stick. Hey, that could be a state fair food.
Yoga on the stick.
Oh, yoga on the rocks. Sorry, wrong thing.
Yep.
Yoga on a stick would be kind of interesting. Have to be well balanced.
Don't they have Rocky Mountain oysters on a stick at the Minnesota State Fair? Or maybe out in Colorado they do. I don't know. I hear some people say they're really good. I don't know. Never tried them.
Huh.
Then Saturday, June 5th, we have Michael Franti and Spearhead.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of them either. And then Yoga on Rocks makes another appearance.
Must be kind of popular. That or they're just desperate for music.
Yep. Either that or music while they're doing yoga. I don't know. And most of these start at 7 o'clock. Papadacio starts at 6:15. 30H3 is at 7:30 p.m. And let's go down. Oh. June 8th, we have Bob Weir and the Wolf Brothers. Might be one of the Grateful Dead, but he used to go out with the Dead and Company.
I was going to say, that name sounds familiar.
What's that name of that guy? Oh, I can't think of it, but he's a really good guitarist that went out with him. He's dated a lot of Hollywood A-lister actresses or actors, whichever they prefer to be called. And they're there two nights, the 8th and 9th, starting at 8 p.m. On June 10th, the Revivalists and Neil Francis.
He's church meeting time. Probably not. What day was that on?
June 10th and 11th.
Okay. Huh. Interesting.
Big Head Todd and the Monsters, I have heard of them. And I've probably heard some of their songs, but I can't think of anything right now about them. I'll just skip over the ones that are repeats from what I said. Last Podcast on the Left is going to be there at Red Rocks Amphitheater June 15th. That's at 8 p.m. I don't know. They're doing a live podcast from there. Now, that would be interesting to if I had the listenership out in Colorado. I do have a lot of fans in South Dakota, so maybe someplace in South Dakota I could take a podcast on the road. I'd have to get a power bank for this thing, though, or at least have an outlet somewhere near. Let's see, Grace Potter is on the 16th. Last Podcast on the Left is June 15th. Maybe I'll look that up and see what they might be talking about there at the Red Rocks. June 17th. This is all if you're going to be in Colorado around this time. We're going a little later, probably around the 1st or 3rd of September. Flying Lotus is at 7 p.m. Never heard of them.
Nope. Sounds like a computer music group. Flying Lotus.
Isn't Lotus a car, too? I'm not sure.
Or just substitute a C for the T and you'd have Flying Locust.
The Flying Locust.
Live and direct, the Flying Locust.
There's a name from...
We don't mean to bug you with our music.
Yeah. June 18th, we have Humphreys McGee. If you don't like my drinking on the air, watching YouTube to see a lot of people sit there and belch at times on the air, which I don't do, or I would edit it out. But and Yoga on the Rocks again. Let's go down to June 23rd at 7:30 p.m. We have Shaky Graves and Lucy Dacus. Or Dacus.
I have never heard of it.
Never heard of Shaky Graves. Maybe they have a bunch of skeletons out there that they shake or something.
Yeah, maybe it's a cemetery in California.
But, here's another name for a group. Widespread Panic. Well, we've had enough of that over to the last couple of years.
Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't think it'd be a real popular group name right now. They'd probably get stuff thrown at them.
3 day pass to them. They're there to be announced. It says 7 p.m. though. Let's see. Widespread Panic. Yoga on the Rocks again. June 30th, we got Dirty Heads.
Okay, go a lot of places with that one.
Maybe they come out looking like Pigpen from the Charlie Brown cartoon.
Yep, comes out playing the piano.
They're on the 30th and the 1st of July. 30th at 6:30 and 7 o'clock on the 1st. Here's a good one. July 2nd, Zed's Dead.
Yeah, these names are just, I don't know. What can I say? They're just.
Now, Blues Traveler, they're not bad. They're on the 4th. And I don't know if they shoot fireworks out by the amphitheater or not, but don't know much about that. But from what I remember, they're not bad. If you've seen the movie Kingpin, they do, in the last scene, they do music on a tractor trailer bed with all the Amish dancing around.
I'm trying to get a vision of that.
Have you seen that movie, Kingpin?
I might have. It's been so long ago, though.
That's where, before Randy Quaid went kind of cuckoo.
I probably have.
And it was with Woody Harrelson. He tries to teach him bowling to win $1 million in Reno for and the Amish farm is, they need about $500,000 for paying up for their property, and it's pretty funny. Bill Murray and Woody Harrelson should have won Oscars for just the hairstyles there at the end of the movie when they're fighting it out for the first place prize. And Woody Harrelson has a rubber hand due to the fact of a guy shoving it into the bowling ball return. It's a very funny movie. Been out quite a long time, but if you haven't seen it.
I probably have. It's just been a while.
Yeah. And let's see, Randy Quaid, he's got this tiny tattoo on like his upper chest. And, I've desecrated my body. And desecrated my body. I can't go home now, and blah, blah, blah. And then Woody Harrelson looks at his back, and there's this chick, huge tattoo on his back. This woman with big, big jugs. Just, it's hilarious. He didn't see that one, but Woody Harrelson was good at the double takes on that one when Randy Quaid would act up. Let's see, load. Oh, yeah, here we got July 14th and 15th, we got Camp and Trampled by Turtles.
Wow, there you go. Real slow music, I'm sure. Maybe it's hard shell, hardcore, slow music?
If you're trampled by turtles, I'm sure it's agonizingly slow, yeah.
It's weird. Earlier today, you brought up something about turtles. We were out walking around and looking in a pond and wondering if there's turtles in there. Yeah, I'm glad we didn't get trampled by turtles.
No. But
Camped and Trampled. I would love to know how they come up with some of these names and who are going to actually buy those tickets. Interesting. Must be like New Age stuff or something.
Yeah, do a Google search on all these names just to see what kind of music they do. July 16th, 17th, and 18th, 7 p.m. the first two nights, 6 p.m. on the Sunday. String Cheese Incident.
Ooh, there we go.
What kind of incident would you have with string cheese? I know I like it, but...
Yeah, I don't know what... I don't know. You choke on it, maybe? get it in your hair and can't get it out?
Burn it on pizza or something?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, there's another fair food. String cheese on a stick. Figure out how they'd make that one work.
Yeah, deep fried.
Deep fried string cheese.
Well, they do have those cheese curds at the state fair. And they may have changed the recipe now. But back when I had them, deep-fried cheese curds tasted like you were just downing a bottle, a little shaker of salt. The sodium content was way overboard.
Oh, I can imagine.
And the 23rd and the 24th, we have STS-9 Sound Tribe Sexter 9.
What?
I don't know. That's a good one. And July 25th, we have Guster.
Ooh, he's related to Buster.
No.
Buster Guster. Or Buster Gut.
Maybe they blow a lot of huge fans or something on the crowd or something. Wind Guster. I don't know. Seven Lions on July 28th.
Roar.
Why seven? Why not nine?
I have no idea.
Or like five, seven.
I don't know.
What's the significance of having seven lions? Maybe that's the number of their band members. I don't know.
Yeah, could be.
Brett Floyd, that sounds pretty normal. August 1st, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit.
Hmm.
The 400 Unit is air conditioner type thing.
Yep. That would be maybe they're a prison gang, a prison gang, a prison group.
400 watts, why don't they go? Casting Crowns, is there a couple of nights, okay. August 3rd?
I have heard of them. They're really good.
Really?
Yeah, they're a contemporary Christian group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Know a lot of people that are into their music. I'm not, but a lot of people are.
More of a contemporary?
Yeah, yep.
I have heard of the Newsboys, and I like some of the stuff they do.
Yeah, it's kind of along that lines.
Okay. Let's see. Dermot Kennedy.
Nope. Never heard of him.
Joe Bonamassa, the one I kind of wanted to see, is a little early in August. Great. He's a really great blues guitarist. I don't know where you'd rank him among the greats of blues guitar players right now, but he is really good. He's there a couple of nights, August 8th and 9th at 8 p.m. If you like blues guitar, I would go to that. Let's see. Wilco and Sleater Kinney. never heard of them.
Nope, I haven't either.
August. August 11th, Rufus Du Sol. Never heard of him.
Nope, sounds like another like a French band or something.
With the name Rufus?
Yeah, Du Sol is kind of a Cajun thing.
Yeah, could be.
Could be a blues.
Could be. Probably true. I have heard of Wu-Tang Clan.
Really?
And the Colorado Symphony. Are they kind of a rap thing? I don't know. I don't know if
I have no idea. Never heard of them.
I have heard of them, but I don't know if I've ever heard anything by them. Oh, boy. Slightly Stupid is there for three nights.
So they're partly smart?
I guess. Slightly. Only slightly stupid. So maybe it's a... Maybe half of it is a good show and the rest of it is slightly stupid. I don't know.
So bring your lighters in one hand and tomatoes in the other?
Yeah. Yep. Sebastian Maniscalco.
Nope.
Maybe that's an opera thing. I don't know.
Kind of sounds opera. Mm.
1964, The Tribute. Oh, that could mean a lot of things. maybe kind of covers of the British Invasion songs, The Stones, The Who, The Kinks. That might be interesting. August 20th, Big Wild, Bob Moses. Crooked Colors and Mild Minds.
Nope, never heard of any of them.
Maybe get Mild Mind music at the end. Crooked Colors. Maybe they got a good light show or something. I don't know.
Could be.
And for your reggae fans... Come back to Jamaica. I can't even do that. Come back to Jamaica, Mom. That wasn't very good.
Jamaica up your mind.
Yeah, Jamaica. Jamaica. Revolution, Steel Pulse, Inner Circle, and The Green with Reggae on the Rocks.
Ew, The Green. That could be some. I could think of several things that could be. There. And this is in Colorado?
Yes.
Yeah, I could picture what that could mean.
Yeah, oh, yeah. People there with some edibles and some. I don't know if they. Well, I suppose it's okay. I mean, it's legal there. I suppose they wouldn't mind if people were smoking up or whatever. But maybe they control that. I don't know. Here we go. Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. Why don't they just call them Night Sweat Nightmares or something? I don't know.
Night Sweats. Oh, boy. I don't know. Must sleep rough.
August 23rd through the 25th. Louis the Child. He's the 5-year-old that looks like a 40-year-old adult. I think maybe he plays a ukulele or something. Or maybe your favorite type of music, yodeling.
Ah, what was that? Randy. That's not nice.
Yodeling. Don't you like it?
You're the lady crap. You're the lady crap.
Oh, yeah. The Black Crowes, I have heard of. That might be good.
Huh.
Man, if ZZ Top was out there, I'd go to that in a heartbeat. Or like Heart or Joan Jett or REO Speedwagon or... let's see. The Jonas Brothers. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Heard of them.
I'd have them pay me to listen to that stuff. Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. Let's go there for just some Margaritaville.
Heard of that, too. Heard of them.
Yeah. Coral Reefer Band. I didn't know he called them that, but they're there the September 7th and the 9th. Need to Breathe is September 10th. Well, you do need to breathe to live, so I have no idea what type.
Yeah, I'm from the city, so I'm not even going to comment on that.
Yeah, man. Last couple of years has been a big topic about breathing. Brandy Carlile and the Colorado Symphony. Now, if it was Belinda Carlile from the Go-Go's, the song Heaven is a Place on Earth, that was a popular song she did. Not with the Go-Go's, I don't believe. I think that was on her own. But I haven't heard of Brandy Carlile. Now, here's a good one, September 13th, 6:30. A Death Cab for Cutie.
What?
Maybe that's a play or something. I don't know.
That's weird.
Huh. Some of this might not be music, actually. Might be something else, play or whatever. Death Cab for Cutie. Sounds like heavy metal or something, if it was music. Alice in Wonderland, Alison. Not Alice in Wonderland, Alice in Wonderland. Couple nights there, 14th and 15th of September. And Bill Burr, I would go see him, but I can see a lot of him on YouTube and stuff like that. But his tickets are way over $100. Kind of spendy. It better be stuff you can't just... That's the thing. Jay Leno said that he wouldn't do a Netflix special because, you know, if you went to see his stand-up act at a club or whatever, that he'd have to make up all new material. People would be at the comedy club. They'd be going, oh, I've heard this on his Netflix special. What's, you know? And maybe you have heard of this. Green Ski Bluegrass?
Nope, never have.
Boy, they're there 4 nights through September 19th. Get the Lead Out tribute band. I would imagine Led Zeppelin there. LED. See. Oh, September 24th. Rowdy Town and Gigantic and Nightmare. Gigantic and Nightmare. Why not just say Gigantic Nightmare? Rowdy Town. Rowdy Town, the Gigantic Nightmare. Nightmare. M-E-R-E. the next night, September 25th, it's Rowdy Town and Big Gigantic.
Big Gigantic what?
Yeah. Lake Street Dive is there September 26th. It might be a local thing. Band, I don't know. Leonard Skinner is there on the 27th. For you that guitar players, that is the one staple that everyone should learn at least. And a lot of music shops, they won't even allow you to play it for some reason. Just like Stairway to Heaven, they've got signs up. Do not play Stairway to Heaven on the guitars that are there. September 28th, Modest Mouse and Future Islands. I think maybe Future Gilligan's Island. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Modest Mouse. And Bill Burr again. If you're easily offended, you do not want to go to that. October 2nd, 311. Haven't heard of it. Group or whatever it is. October 3rd at Red Rocks Amphitheater in Morrison, Colorado, we got Watch House Mandolin Orange. Don't know them. October 5th, we have Hail Lung. Never heard of them.
Nope.
Leon Bridges.
Nope.
No, I haven't heard of the 7th and 8th of October, we got Illenium. There are 3 nights. Let's see. October 10th, we have Opio and Closey.
Okay. Sounds like it could be maybe a kids group. Opio and Closey.
Could be. Maybe it's a puppet show. I don't know. What was that? Something on Lamb Chop?
Yep.
A couple nights we got Lane 8. Maybe they do music that constantly heard at bowling alleys. I don't know.
Yep.
Lane 8. Oh, here we go. This might be interesting. October 17th, we got Black Tiger Sex Machine.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Maybe Charlie Sheen is in that. He had tiger's blood running through him. And according to Ginger Lynn, a certain actress, she said during his heyday, he could qualify as a sex machine.
Big tiger.
According to her, I've heard that she was contemplating plastic surgery and a whole name change just to be with him because his family didn't approve. That was really smart. But Machine Gun Kelly is October 18th. I have seen him on the show. It's all rap there.
Yep, seen him on YouTube.
The show I seen him on was Ridiculousness. Oh. He seemed like a pretty cool guy, actually.
Yeah, stuff that I've seen of interviews and stuff, he's been pretty good.
I know from that show he's in Defeat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. Kind of funny.
Yeah.
And Above and Beyond.
Nope. Up and Away.
Let's see. October 28th. Spirit of the South Tour. Blackberry Smoke. The Almond Betts Band. JMO and Wild Feathers. And the Wild Feathers. November 4th. Deadmau5.
Sounds like a sci-fi movie.
Could be. let's see. November 12th. Ganja, White Knight, Boogie, T, and Dirt Monkey. Oh, what do you suppose Dirt Monkey's music would be?
I don't know about Dirt Monkey. It could be blues again, or it could be Cajun, maybe.
Yeah, that actually is kind of an interesting name.
Yeah.
Let's see. November 14th, we got Ganja, White Knight, Capsa, Truth, and Mr. Bill and Push Loop.
Oh, let's go see Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill.
You got to have some sound effects in there, something of Mr. Bill.
Gosh, I don't know. Maybe like just some laughter.
Oh, no, Mr. Bill.
You don't have headphones on, so you can't hear the sound effects that I'm playing.
But those of you that have seen the Mr. Bill cartoons or whatever know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, and Saturday Night Live. Yeah, yeah, those were
classic. Oh, no, Mr. Bill.
Didn't he wind up getting destroyed and everything? A little
clip.
Yeah. May 5th. May 5th. Oh, this is going into 2022.
Oh, wow.
Hippie Sabotage.
Music from the 70s, probably. Brantley Gilbert, I've heard of him.
Really?
Yep.
What?
I can't remember what style he is, but I've heard of him.
Country?
It might be country.
Okay. I haven't seen...
Now watch it be something totally off in that country, but
I haven't seen Wheeler Walker Jr. on there. He's got a different style of country. Well, a very different style of country. pretty outrageous lyrics. Even though you think you're hearing a traditional country tune at first, it devolves into a lot of wild lyrics. let's see, May 29th of 2022. We got Ziggy and Stephen Marley and Ben Harper. And here's the kicker, and the Innocent Criminals.
Innocent Criminals? Isn't that a oxymoron?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. June 1st and the 2nd.
Is it kind of like Innocent Killers?
Yeah, yeah. Lord Huron and the Black Pumas.
Okay.
They're going to be big cats. So. Let's see. Big Head Todd and the Monsters and the Violent Femmes. I've heard of both of them. I'm not sure about the music of Violent Femmes. Violent, yeah. I was thinking Violet there. No, Violent. Glass Animals, June 14th, 8 p.m.
Are they see-through or colored?
Yeah, see-through. Their music is transparent or something. I don't know.
Probably.
Oh, yes. Bare Naked Ladies, heard of them. Gin yep. Blossoms. And Toad and the Wet Sprocket, heard of them. That might be an interesting thing to see. Huh. Oh, let's see. David Gray. No, haven't heard of them. Tedeschi Trucks Band.
Huh. Nope, never heard of it.
That's July 29th. They're there three nights. And here's the one I really enjoy. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Okay. I haven't got the foggiest what that could be.
I mean, you know, they're like chicken gizzards and and lizards.
Yeah. Lizards, yeah. The Lizard Wizard.
Maybe it's...
Or was the wizard a lizard?
Maybe it's the title of the next Harry Potter movie. I don't know.
Yeah, lizard, there you go. Wizard. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizards.
They take on the next headmaster at Hogwarts. let's see. Oh, this is postponed. Currently postponed. Flume, Cashmere Cat, and Shlomo. Shlomo's kind of cool. I don't know what kind of music they got.
Have no idea.
Let's see. Flume, Muramasa, Clams Casino, and Kaka. Not Kaka, but K-U-C-K-A.
Sounds like crap. Kaka, get it? Randy, do I have to explain it to you?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. What did we watch today? We watched some of the most of the best on the street clips of Eric Andre. Some of them were really funny, and then others kind of hit them.
Doorbell.
Doorbell. Yeah. Another notification on the.
Oh, the funds of live radio production.
Yeah.
If it ain't trains that you got here, it's doorbells.
Well, actually, this is recorded, but...
yeah, well, it's recorded live.
Recorded live, yeah.
So it makes me wonder, what's the opposite? Recorded dead?
Recorded dead. let's see. These are all postponed ones. Flume, Sophie, and Toro Y. Moy. Maybe they ride out on a Toro mower or something. I don't know.
Toro mower.
Flume. I'm trying to think if I've heard of that group or whatever. I don't think so. Let's see. Andrew Bird, Calexico, and Iron and Wine.
Hmm.
I know there's a podcast out on the West Coast, and this guy is really up on music, and he mentioned some different styles of music. He calls it, there's one called trap music. I don't know what the heck that is.
Trap? Trap or crap?
Probably a lower bowl.
Probably a little of both. Iron and Wine. I don't know why the two go together, but the Goo Goo Dolls, I have heard of them.
Yep, I have heard of them.
Don't know. Hey, why don't they have Lady Gaga out there, maybe? read more. And that's our list that we have for the Red Rock Amphitheater. So if you're in the Denver area and know any of these groups, and also that podcast, it's called Sick and Wrong out of where's LA, from the Hollywood area. They talk about trap music and industrial music. I have no idea what styles they.
I was going to say, if you're out in Colorado and you see these groups and you hear them, don't tell them we made fun of their names.
Yeah, don't tell them.
Or tell them to direct all the hate mail to Randy's hands.
Oh, no. You know what's going to be edited out of this podcast? Well, maybe I'll leave my first name in there. I don't know. But that's it for that. We took up about how long on that topic? We went over an hour.
Yeah.
Them again.
Just a minute. Here, try it again. Do it closer to where the speaker's at. I don't know which ones I did. Oh, here's. Oh, here.
Yep, got it.
Yeah, which one? Close up? No, that ain't nothing.
Use some of that in. Well, I would like to thank CJ for helping out with this episode of Infotainment.
You're welcome.
For those of you who would like to contribute a few bucks to my efforts here and appreciate the program, You can do so via PayPal at randyms12@gmail.com. Until next time. Now I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. You can email me a comment at randyms12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it, whatever. But if it is good, and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.